Edith Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, amid tight security, Egypt's Orthodox Christians are celebrating Christmas. It comes just a week after a bombing badly rattled nerves. Mary Joseph of Sat7 Egypt tells us.
This terrorist attack that claimed the lives of three Vietnamese tourists and one Egyptian tour guide aims to affect Egypt's reputation locally and internationally.
Sat7 is a Christian satellite television ministry broadcasting to the Middle East and North Africa. Joseph says there was a secondary purpose behind the attack.
It also aims to affect the celebrations of Christmas and New Year for Egyptians.
Egypt's president launched a new security committee that starts today. Amid the fear, Sat7 Egypt has been broadcasting a message of biblical hope throughout the season. In light of recent events, Mary Joseph simply says,
"We ask for prayers for the safety of all Egyptians."
And for many in the former Soviet Union, today is Christmas for them too. But the days surrounding January 7th offer a brief window of outreach for those living in Russia. It's also when national churches are fueled by Slavic Gospel Association's Emmanuel's Child. SGA's Eric Mock explains,
"Emmanuel's Child equips the church with not only gifts, which they purchase locally, but also a Bible. And then also, Emmanuel's Child includes Sunday school materials. The goal is to reach these children for Christmas and disciple them throughout the year."
Each gift includes a paper Star of Bethlehem ornament with the name of someone committed to praying for the child. Would you pray too? Pray for open hearts to the gospel. Find more ways to get involved at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.